So on the back of achieving a top 40 finalist spot in the Vanda and Young Global Songwriting Competition, Courtney Kyle is releasing her new single. It's called The One. Let's have a listen. If you're lost, you can even get found in it. It's like finding a diamond shining in the sun. So many reasons to fall in love, but you just need the one. And Courtney joins us to have a chat about it. How are you doing this morning?
Hello, I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me back on the show.
That's an absolute pleasure. Hey, congratulations on getting a finalism spot in the Vanda and Young Global Songwriting Competition. What does that mean to you?
Oh, that was such an incredible achievement. Thank you. It was one of those messages that came through in my email inbox and had to pinch myself for a moment and reread it a few times as I didn't really believe it at first. So when these little, you know, surprises come through, you know, of a song getting included in the top 40, it's pretty special. And, you know, just for such a reputable competition that, you know, is run by so many industry professionals and being industry voted as well was a very, very special moment for me, and just really nice that people out there obviously have been enjoying my music, and it's just nice to honour also my beautiful co-writers that have been involved with it too. So it's very special when these things happen.
Which song was the one that garnered the attention?
It was I Just Want to Hold You, so my debut single actually, which was pretty exciting.
Very nice. Did you actually have to sit down and sort of sweat over which one was going to be nominated? I imagine it'll be a little bit like choosing between your children.
Well, when I enter, I just kind of entered all my songs.
That makes sense. Like, throw them all in. Yeah.
I know. You know, I figure put them all out there, see what happens. And that was the one that got chosen. So, and it's the one that I guess I hold very dear to my heart, being my very first release ever. So when that came through, it was just a nice little, you know, encouragement that I'm on the right track, and, you know, just nice that still after a couple of years, it's still, you know, yeah, connecting to people, I guess.
So the new song is The One. What's it all about?
Well, this song came about, I was in the car with Rod McCormack. He came and picked me up from the airport when I was heading up to the Central Coast to do some recording with him. And we got chatting about my grandparents and talking about, you know, how they met, talking about how my grandmother was actually a country music singer in Adelaide back in the 50s. And we just kind of, I was sharing a little bit about family history. And then we kind of progressed on to talking about, you know, advice that you're given throughout life. And, you know, people always have love advice. So we just started thinking, well, this could be a good song concept. And we got to the studio and jumped on Zoom with some really good friends of ours who co-wrote all my previous singles as well, Templeton Thompson and Sam Gay, who are in Nashville. And we just started writing this idea down of, you know, there's so many reasons that we fall in love, but sometimes it's just that one person or that one moment that really counts. And we got the song down, and within a couple of hours we were recording it straight away because we just all fell in love with it.
So it's also got some symmetry, so it can go to number one and be The One as well.
I would very much like that. Here's to hoping.
If you don't put it out there, you don't get these things back in the universe, do you?
Absolutely. You gotta put it out there.
And are you going to be heading up to Tamworth when it's occurring again?
Absolutely. So excited. You know, it's not far away now, so really thrilled to be getting up there. Got the Girls Night Out show with Gina, Jeffries, Tanya Kernaghan, Max Jackson, which we've been planning this show for months and months now after January getting postponed. So we're just so excited that it's all going ahead, and really, really thrilled to be bringing this show to everyone.
Well, I quite agree, and I'm sure everybody will be stoked for it to be happening up there in Tamworth. Courtney, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about the single, and good luck when you head up north.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have a chat, and thanks for supporting my new single.